Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You're listening to the Morning Mayhem, and the one consistent in JMPD for all the years is that if we ever want to find out what's happening in Johannesburg, we can always turn to the spokesperson, Mr. Wayne Minnar. Wayne, a very good morning to you. Wayne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
I must apologize. We had a little bit of technical difficulty there. I was saying you're the only consistent. Whenever we need to speak to somebody in JMPD, we know to turn to Wayne Minnar. I think you must be one of the longest serving spokespersons, not just in the city of Johannesburg, but in the country.
Yes, I think so. I think it's been a long time, since 2001, I think. I hold that position by now.
Yeah, so. I think you hold the position. I think it's historical. There should be an award for it.
I think that'll be wonderful.
More than a gold watch. We need a plaque. You know, this is Wayne Minnar, the man who kept us updated during all those tough times. How's your festive season been, Wayne?
It's very, very busy, I must say, because the volumes, leaving Johannesburg, traffic volumes was on the 16th, when because business closed on the 15th. In the evening of the 15th, traffic was already busy. By about the 16th, the following day, traffic volumes was peaking on the November 1 going towards Limpopo, also the entry in a southerly direction towards KZN. And that evening we held roadblocks, and there was roadblocks on the 17th as well, the 18th, the 19th, and we arrested 100 drunken drivers that weekend. Then there was some more operations for the Christmas weekend. And we had to get busy again on the 24th, conducting massive roadblocks, particularly on the Mike 2 for traffic leaving Gauteng in southerly direction to the N3 for the KZN coast, as well as on the sections of the N3 where it goes on to the R24, R21 towards Mpumalanga. Then we also had officers on duty at N1 Grasmere for traffic going south towards the Free State and Eastern Cape, as well as on the N12 going towards Northwest and the Northern Cape.
So obviously a massive zero tolerance towards drunken driving, but the Metro Police can only take it so far. They have to hand those cases across to SAPS, and then gets prosecuted. Yes. In the normal course of the way the courts operate. I heard. Yes. That there's a possibility that they may be reintroducing municipal courts, which may also look at drunken driving. Have you heard something. Yes. Similar?
Yes, you're quite right. So that will help our effort very, very much, because right now we have to depend on the other courts, the normal courts, to take these cases, which are run at this point. In Johannesburg for the past 2 weekends, we're looking at least 183 total drunken driving cases. And that's a lot, because those cases, they have to be dealt with individually, with blood samples of each and every of those drunken drivers having been sent to the government laboratories for analysis. And then when it's done, to be returned to the various police stations, and then for the investigating officers to be able to put those cases onto the court roll, and then for the individuals to be notified, and then for them to appear before court. So it's a lot of work. And if the other courts can come in, municipal courts, that would definitely be tremendous help.
So I also heard that there's the potential to allow more investigative duties within the Metropolitan Police Departments on a countrywide basis. And JMPD looks as if it could be the pilot project for that, because a lot of the work that you do, both proactive and reactive, ends at a certain point. Is there any truth to that particular rumor that they may be looking to introduce further investigation rights and obligations to the Metropolitan Police Departments?
Well, look, I must say that at this stage, the investigative duties are still being done by the SAPS, and that is at the police stations. However, JMPD started off as a group of traffic officers only, and a little over 100 officers when the department was established. August in 2001, and officers then there had to go for extra training subjects like the police ethics, South African law, criminal evidence and criminal procedure to be able to do extra work as Metro Police officers. So to do investigator duties is very possible, and for the current crop of officers, or at least some of the officers.
Well, that'll be a massive help in respect of getting those cases to court quicker and getting those successful prosecutions. Wayne, as always, thank you for your service in 2021. 2022, you're celebrating 21 years in the hot seat, and we appreciate what you and your team do, and I look forward to chatting to you again in the new year.
Thank you very, very much, and also a very prosperous and happy new year to yourself and to all the listeners. Hi, everyone.
Thank you. That was Wayne Minnar, spokesperson for the Joburg Metro Police Department.